The 2010-2011 football season has officially started. A few games get going a little bit later on today. Everybody plays this weekend, including the Wyoming Cowboys, starting against Southern Utah. Coach Dave Christensen went 7-6 in his first year at Wyoming in 2009, and we have him for just a little bit this morning. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Not bad. Thanks a lot for your time.
You bet.
First of all, I have to congratulate you. The double overtime win against Fresno State in the New Mexico Bowl. Just an awesome game last year.
Well, thank you. It was. It was great to get started in our inaugural year here and get a chance to play in the postseason and get a victory in an exciting football game that was seen on national TV and gave a lot of exposure to our program and kind of set the stage for the direction that we want to take this program.
Do you get a lot of people coming up to you saying they saw that game, saying that was just one of the best college football games of the bowl season?
Absolutely. Particularly in the state of Wyoming, everybody, watched that game, and we're very excited about it and very pleased with the outcome, and as we were.
Well, we saw the offense make some major strides last year, but you had to feel good about the way the defense played in that bowl game, especially stopping, one of your top running back draft picks, Ryan Matthews, three times at the goal line. That had to give them some confidence coming into this year.
Well, it did, and we've changed our defense, since then to a different style, to a 4-3. But, they've made some big plays, and we just hope that that continues into this season.
And Austin Carter-Samuel going into his second year, do you expect him to continue to progress? He's one of those guys that it's awesome to have on the field because you know that at any time he could make some kind of a play. He could make something happen, and that's not all quarterbacks have that quality.
Well, he does, and he has worked extremely hard to continue to improve his game and to, understand coverages better, understand our concepts better. And, the big thing is he's just got to continue to keep making great choices with the football in his hands.
Talk a little bit about you playing Fresno State at the end of last year. They're going to become a lot more of a familiar opponent with them in Nevada coming into the conference. And then we just found out BYU officially leaving. Do you have any opinion on what's going on in the Mountain West?
Well, I think, Fresno and, Reno will be great teams to have in our league. I think it'll strengthen our league. And, so we're excited about them joining us and looking forward to having the opportunity to compete with them year in and year out.
Does this mean that we're close to some kind of a conference championship? It seems like that is the best direction we can go when it comes to a playoff in college football, maybe weeding out the teams in the conferences before we get to the postseason. Is there any chance that there could be a game like that?
Well, you're asking the wrong guy that. They presidents and athletic directors, they all meet and make those decisions. No one's called me and asked me for my opinion on it, so I haven't spent a lot of time even thinking about it because I have no control over it, and we've got a big game coming up this week, and all the stuff going on at this particular time really isn't of very little interest to me. All my focus and concentration right now was just trying to get this football team ready to open up this Saturday night.
Well, it's really great to have some good excitement in Wyoming football, and we've got that. Can't wait to see how the quarterback does this year, see what everything else happens with the team. Sounds like defense has some changes that could be great to watch as well. And Southern Utah, first game of the season. And we do appreciate your time, Coach. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Brian. I appreciate you having me on. Go Pokes.